Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Another day to live in your purpose and God's purpose. Broadcasting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios is Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of too hot.
Lord, no, it ain't.
It's 93.
Oh,
a high of 93 today.
Oh, you speaking my language.
So it is a heat advisory in effect. So FYI, but currently it is 69 at East High School.
Hi,
what's up, man? How you feeling on this National Meal Prep Day?
National Meal Prep Day. Okay. I can get jiggy with that. I like that.
Yep.
I'm feeling good, though. I feel great, man. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Happy to be back at it. We got a lot to discuss for TMG, I'll tell you that much.
Her word?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Plus, we got free legal advice from Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. D, I am hungry this morning.
You hungry?
Yeah, I am. I need
Meal
some...
Prep Day. Did you bring some?
I did. Little smoothie king.
Okay, but that's something.
No, I need some sustenance. I need some tacos. Ah, street tacos, yikes, to be exact, man, because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Before you speak, listen. Before you form your opinion, listen and learn. You can avoid a whole lot of difficulty and frustration by simply listening with genuine care and attention. Whether you agree with what you hear or not, listen respectfully. Listen and gain valuable perspective. Listen and develop a useful understanding of context. Listening enables solid connection. Once you invest your time in listening, you'll be able to express yourself more appropriately and convincingly. What you say has much greater impact when you base it on what you hear. Listen and improve the situation for everyone. Make it a priority to listen with an open mind. You're likely to be pleasantly surprised by the usefulness of what you hear. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We're heading to FIFA Fan Fest with a Kansas City streetcar. Going to run up to 12 cars, and they're adding buses to support the increased ridership, D. So, you know, thousands of visitors are here. I don't know if y'all been seeing all these riding around with the foreign tags and stuff. But now our foreign cousins are here in Kansas City. And to accommodate, the streetcar will enhance their services along with the main street corridor. Mm-hmm. And so the World Cup, I believe the first match is next Thursday,
Should be this Thursday.
This Thursday? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So 3 KC streetcar stops will provide direct access to the FIFA Fan Fest site on Union Station, Pershing, and Main, at the World War I Museum and Memorial, and Union Hill. And to meet the demand, the streetcar expects to run 9 to 12 streetcars at a time. God, traffic going to be terrible on Main, boy. Now, depending on the day, increasing capacity and frequency along with the route. And so the routes that will be affected will be the Riverfront, Downtown, Crossroads, Midtown, Plaza, and UMKC corridors will be affected. So watch out, y'all.
It's already been affected. I told you, I've been in traffic. for the past couple weeks. I can tell we got some visitors. But welcome to all of our overseas cousins. We do welcome you into Kansas City and hope that you have an amazing time. And, of course, when you're driving in your car, your Uber, that Audi with that the foreign plates, make sure you tap in to 103.3, cuz.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with hot 103 jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Topic of conversation yesterday surrounded around a big gulp of it. I saw it from the parents. With this Lee Summit situation. And so it was reported that multiple disturbances, including a recovered firearm and bear spray exposure. Bro, what? Bear spray?
Yeah, that bear mace ain't no joke.
Damn. Are we serious right now? It led to several juveniles being detained during the Lee Summit Downtown Days Festival Saturday night. So according to Lee Summit Police Department, starting at about 7:40 p.m. Saturday, officers were asked to respond to repeated disturbances in and around the festival area. And it was widespread in nature, including fights, assaults, property damage, large groups of juveniles refusing to disperse, and a weapons-related call. First incident took place near a downtown day site where a juvenile exposed multiple people to bear spray. Throughout the rest of the evening, crews with the Lee Summit Fire Department were called in to help others who were exposed. Officers eventually found three cans of bear spray, as well as a firearm in the event area. Mm. And the firearm was discovered after police were involved in a chase with a juvenile. So this is concerning, man, because this isn't...
Is it concerning because of the firearm? Like, what makes it concerning
all
for
of
you?
That? Like, mm-hmm. the juveniles, just picturing the juveniles with access to these things. And I understand that
that we're past that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand. It never settles, but I get it.
But you're talking to somebody who don't have a kid.
Yeah.
And somebody who's not really ingrained into the lifestyles of a typical teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But it's scary, dog, to think that they have this type of access to this stuff. And how do you guard against this type of thing? How do you, what precautions do you take at next year's Lee Summit Festival, mm-hmm. whatever the big festival is coming up next, man? And, you know.
Valid questions. Yeah.
I got to hit this too, D.
Mm-hmm.
The parents, because this is what people are mad about. The post that I had up with Mayor Lucas yesterday, mm-hmm. that I asked him, you know, about this a little bit, you know, people were like, well, why are we asking about Mayor Lucas? You know, we need to blame the parents and the parent. And look, cousins, y'all right. It starts at home because we all know and we see the parents be dropping the kids off and they go about their day. They go to the club. They go to, you know, wherever, whatever it is that they doing. I see a lot of parents and I know a lot of parents dropping their kids off at these places and them not taking responsibility or accountability for what's really going on and who's causing the mischief. So I think at the end of the day, man, when they get down to it, I think the parents are always going to be, first off, they should be the ones to blame.
That's
along
like
with
the first
kids.
Line of defense in a sense. Yeah.
But you I think they're going to start. I can think they're going to start like putting restrictions on them or putting the repercussions on them instead of the kids.
Yeah, we've heard that before, too. Hmm. It's a lot around that conversation. Maybe we continue that on the live stream. So if you are tapped in on your phone to go to the High 103 Jams Facebook page and the Twitter page, you'll see us live in the studio.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's listening to us live on the Hot 103 Jams app. We love you for tapping that app and let the hustle and shine in the morning. And shout out to all the cousins that's checking us out live on the stream, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and on Twitch. All you gotta do is search out 103 Jams. You can check me and D out right in here, live in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And of course, shout out to all the cousins that's riding around and getting around Kansas City, from the Grandview Triangle to I-29 and I-35 in Northland. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the cousins on I-435 and Blue Parkway, from I-70 and I-435 in KCK. Oh, you up there in Berry Road at I-29? We know it's jam-packed up there, trying to come to the downtown loop, wherever you are. car, however you're doing it, you're tapping into Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much for that, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start on the Facebook comments going live, because we are live in the studio. You can see us on video on the Hop 103 Jams Facebook page. Big love to Kiera, Carver, SK, Sean, Coachella, Sharon Adams, Brandon, Rogers, what's the word? Now on that text line, big love to from Lachey Shepherd. Big love to her brothers, Mike, DG, nephew, Jacoby. Y'all be safe and stay hydrated today. Anastasia Jackson, hey cousin. She also chimed in on the conversation when we were talking about parenting, saying talk to your kids no matter how old they are. Whether they 5, 10, 20, 30, if they doing wrong, let them know. I'm with you when you're right.
Amen.
Shout out to DJ Grand Rising to the town. Make today greater than yesterday and have a blessed day. I love that. Big love to Jarek Walton for being a great dad, son, husband, and brother. Anthony Jones, what's the word? Cousin said, top of the morning to you. Back your way. Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, we appreciate you oh so much for being tapped in with Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially every single day. That means a lot to us, family.
I met a young lady named Kayla over the weekend.
Ooh.
Shout out to Kayla for tapping in to Hustle and Shine. Love and appreciate you, fam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time, high of 90. Currently it is 69 in Grandview. Singer Lizzo sat down for a recent interview on Drink Champs where she spoke about Nicki Minaj.
There's no beef on my end with Nicki Minaj. I can still say that she's a great rapper and she has great records. But I can also say in the same breath, I don't like the way she's been moving and the way that she talks about me and the way she talks about my friends, like my real friends. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot like that. I'm allowed to not like that and also respect and be like, yeah, but you're a great rapper.
Sounds like what I always say. Two things can always be true.
I guess.
You guess?
No comment.
You already gave a comment. You can't say no comment after giving a comment. Other news. Legendary gospel singer Kirk Franklin gives comedian Drewski some flowers.
Very talented. I'm very excited that he's using his platform to really push just telling stories. I love storytellers. And I love to have the new generation from him to Country Wayne, how they are pushing, just communicating, and they're not waiting on Hollywood to do it.
With you when you're right. Drewski will be hosting the BET Awards later on this month, June 28th in L.A. I looked up the flight tickets. I sure was trying to go to the experience, but I don't think I'll be able to swing it.
Preacher!
But it's going to be a time. It's going to be some great performances. A lot of your favorite artists are in several different categories, which we announced probably about a week or two ago for nominations. So big love to Drewski, and it's I'm sure it's nice to wake up and see Kirk Franklin giving you some love.
He ain't lying.
Brian and Deanna, where was my shout out? My name is Yaya, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Listening all week long for your chance to win tickets to Tacos and Tequila, featuring 36 Mafia, Busta Rhymes, 112, Bow Wow, Soulja Boy, and more. Plus, every ticket winner will be automatically qualified for the grand prize. Two VIP passes. You must be 21 years old to enter to win. It's the Tacos and Tequila winning week right here only on Hot 103 Jams. Your chance at that coming up with Hustle and Shine in the morning about 1 hour from now with That's My Jam. Yo, shout out to one of our brilliant scholars in Kansas City as America marks its 250th anniversary this summer. D, a Kansas City student enrolled in Classical Conversations is heading to the Kennedy Center to compete for one of the nation's most prestigious new civics scholarships. Owen Burrell has advanced to the national finals of the Presidential 1776 Scholarship Award, where he will compete against 19 students gathered from across the country. So shout out to Owen, man. Good luck and big blessings from your cousins right here at Hot 103 Jams.
Absolutely. That's big.
Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacy. Let's tap in. What you got?
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about tips for teens
this summer, so come right back at 750.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacy Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacy Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Today for Stacy Shaw Knows Law, we're going to be talking about some tips for teens. Yesterday, my oldest niece, Sydney, was driving with her friend and got pulled over for a traffic stop. And so I give this lesson to teens all the time in my community classroom classes. And the first thing that she did, which was really good, she called her TT. She called someone and had them on the phone when she was getting pulled over. And then also she put on her flashers to let the police officer know that she was being pulled over. And then the second thing, which was kind of challenging, she did not have the current insurance in the car. And so we did have to contact her parents, like my brother, my brother-in-law, and my sister, to get her current proof of insurance. If you are having a child drive your car, you're going to want to, one, make sure that there are no weapons in the car, okay? Two, you're going to want to make sure that they have the current insurance for that car, and also everything on the car actually works. And so she was pulled over saying that because the police officer said the indicator light did not work. But that's not true, because my brother-in-law does an excellent job to make sure the car is in tip-top shape. But before they get in, you want to make sure that they don't have any small slip-ups. Always inspect the car, make sure that they have current insurance. And then if your child is going out to an event with their friends, kind of like the Lee's Summit downtown days, make sure that they have fully charged cell phone, that they know where to go if something happens, and that they know that they can contact you. If you've got questions about legal issues just like these, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com, and you can find me on all social media at stacyshawlaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We are encouraging young folks, because definitely everything going on, they definitely need it. I'm going to be going over this topic more in depth with Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 today on KPRT. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
D, you know, we got to talk about some good news. A lot of times we be down in the dumps with what's going on in society, but oftentimes there are some good stories out here. And this one happened over in KCK, where there was some young brothers out selling some lemonade, you know, trying to make a little money, trying to do
a little something.
You know what I'm saying? They was out selling some lemonade, and the KCK police officers, they came up, they responded to a disturbance or whatever, right? So they came up and they bought them out. They bought all the lemonade out, man. And so now the young fellas are now in the building up, hustling and shining with us this morning. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Go ahead and tell us your names,
introduce your names and the grade. We want to know what grade you into.
My name is Perez, and I'm in the fourth, going to fifth.
Okay.
My name is Jakal. I'm in the sixth, going to seventh.
Okay. Now, with the lemonade stand, how long have you all been even started that?
I've been doing it for 5 years.
5 years.
I just started this year.
What inspired you to start it? Like, were you trying to save up for something? Were you just let me just do it because I'm bored? What was going on?
Whenever I was little, I told my dad that I wanted a Saron or like an e-bike, and then he said you gotta work for it.
Wow.
And Pops is
doing this.
Really?
So I understand that y'all made a little money that day. Y'all made like over $250 selling lemonade with the KCK police officer. What was that experience like? And them, you know, actually trying to help y'all instead of, you know, trying to
shut it down.
Yeah,
I was scared at first because I thought that was gonna like take everything, like tell us to go in the house or something. And then they came and actually like
helped.
Yeah.
How many flavors y'all got?
So we got lemonade, regular lemonade.
Okay.
We got pink lemonade. We got cherry lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, so they brought it with it. I was wondering.
Oh, they brought
y'all.
They brought us a little sample. Is it okay? Are these similar to the joints we've been seeing on the internet where they got the pineapple joints and they put the Kool-Aid in it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Show us on the camera.
Oh, I see it. Oh my God.
We're going to
get us a little content or something. What's the name of the business, by the way? We need to get that out. Young
y'all working?
Y'all working on
Cars Lemonade Stand.
Say it again one more time.
Resin Kai's
lemonade stand. And are y'all going to be posted up anytime soon, this weekend, anything, so people can stop by and get some?
Oh, yeah.
All summer.
Where y'all at? Where y'all posted up at?
3306 Webster.
So one more time.
3306 Webster.
You want some good lemonade? Meet up with Resin Kai, 33rd in Webster.
Over in KCK. Hey, shout out to AJ Reese. That's my dog right there, man. Look, you fellas, man, keep up the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, that's dope.
Don't let nobody or nothing stop you from your dreams and what y'all want to accomplish, all right?
All right.
Thank y'all for getting up, hustling, and shining. We got TMG on the way.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time, high of 90. Currently, it is 69 in Grandview. Tatiana Ali is not playing around. She recently spoke about her Black maternal experience advocating, and since then, she's calling out content creators that are using her story for clickbait.
If you're a professional and you're using my story to make content off of it, do your due diligence. What ended up happening with this particular portion of my story, that my son was pushed back inside of me, became kind of clickbait. And I have to tell you, our stories are not for that.
I didn't even know about that story. I mean, it's more than that. But of course, you can imagine if she just disclosed that portion, you can imagine how people are using just that as the headline and not telling the entire story. So
yeah,
that's the unfortunate thing in this day and age is if you put it out there, people can use it however they want to.
Right, especially with AI now, too. Do you know about Tatiana Ali's solo song career?
I think I saw a video or two at one point.
Have you ever heard this song?
Mm-mm.
It's called Daydreaming.
Mm-mm.
Hey, day and night, I think of you. Come on. This sound like something Dion listened to.
I do like a little vibe. I used to listen to Keke Palmer. Her music was fire.
Oh, look.
Jacob Lattimore. All of these people had fire music when we was kids.
They're artsy people, so I get it.
Yeah. But this, Marcus Houston said his role held him back. Do you think Tatiana's role on The Cosby Show held her music career back?
Oh, you mean Fresh Prince?
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Now when she was singing this one right here, this is my jam, boy. If you know about Fresh Prince. Hey, tell me why you're playing with my mind.
It sounds like some Shanice song. Don't it though?
Classic mid-90s sugary pop R&B, baby. Like that's what this is.
Heavy on the cross genres.
Yeah.
That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Geminis, it's still your season and we gonna celebrate you.
We love you, Geminis. I know I do.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Geminis season. Happy birthday to those affectionate, quick-witted, and talkative Geminis.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to professional poker player David Williams. Sending over a happy birthday to actress known for her role on the hit show Dear White People and The Bratz. And you can't forget Hit the Floor. Happy birthday to Logan Browning. A major happy birthday to pastor, author, and filmmaker, and the former leader of the Potter's House. Happy birthday to T.D. Jakes. And last but not least, a happy birthday to gospel singer and actress, who was introduced to the world as a part of Kirk Franklin's choir, and who also has worked on plenty of Tyler Perry's hit TV shows. Happy birthday to Tamela Mann.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Charmaine Berry, Makia Lachey, and Aubrey Elaine. Happy birthday, Manuel Mendez, Christina Smith, and Devon Benson. Sending birthday love to Cole Red, my dog Jacob Moore, and Eric Butler. Happy birthday, Sherry Moore, Irita Wright Cummins, Melissa Douglas Ham. Plus a special belated happy birthday to one of the best singers in the town, Kim Keys, and everybody else born on June 9th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Deron.
What's up, Deron? What you got going on?
What's going on? At work?
Get into that money, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Deron, your check engine light on, man?
Nah, man. I don't do that.
You don't play around
good,
like that.
Good. Good news.
All right, we got two tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival that's going down this Saturday. Plus, every ticket winner automatically qualifies for that grand prize of two VIP passes. You want to secure those two tickets? Go ahead and finish these lyrics.
Some out here making sense, but some out here making dollars. I keep a bad dough and the top collar.
And I bet in the hood. I told her I was crunching black and it was all good. She might as well go ahead and let me whisper something in her ear if I could, if I could.
I can't remember. I've been popping my collar.
Popping my collar.
Ever since I can't remember, I've been working. Whoa. And they better put that money
in my hand.
Hey! He said it like he meant it too.
Yeah. I did.
Well, you are getting two tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival, so you'll be in the building with 36 Mafia, their big one, and everybody else that's in the lineup. Who is going to be your plus one, though?
Whoever putting the money in his hand. That's who.
Exactly.
He said exactly.
This is a sick Negro.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City player, what morning show's getting you hooked up?
Yeah, Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.